At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To talk about Colorado's Pro Day coming up, Deion Sanders' big idea for Colorado football. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome on of Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera, Brian Howell, joining us right now. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we were just talking. One, thank you for joining us. Always great to have somebody with the expertise that you do joining us. But we were just talking about the favorite sports day of the year. My co-host has 3 days that he puts above the first round of the college tournament. Do you have an absolute favorite sports day of the year?
Cool. Well, for me, I think just covering college football, I love whatever the first day of college football is. So whether it's that Thursday night in August or whatever it is, that's my favorite day. I just love when the season gets started with college football.
We had someone actually text or tweet in and say January 1st should be on that list, and I would think that would be heavy college football-oriented, Brian.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's always a good one as well. And, you know, opening day in Major League Baseball is up there. There's a lot of good sports days, fortunately, for all the sports fans.
Brian, when it comes to Shador Sanders, what do people get right about Shador, and what do you think people get wrong or have gotten wrong about Shador in the draft process?
I think what they've gotten right is ranking him, you know, as the best or one of the best quarterbacks in this class, and ranking him as a potential top five pick. I think he's a phenomenal talent. I think he's a great leader. I think he's just a really all around good quarterback that I think his franchise is going to be happy with. And I think what they get wrong is, you know, when they judge his personality and think he's too cocky or won't be a good leader. I think he's going to be phenomenal. Or whatever franchise system, I think they're really going to like it.
Yeah, Brian, what's interesting to me is that, there is obviously pushback with some of the intangibles, and we can, you know, you started to address that there, and we can go down that road. I'm a big Shador guy, though. I think he's going to be very good. But even when I try to, like, tell people about the tangibles, the things we can quantify, there aren't really too many spots where I'm like, all right, I see what you're getting at. Like, in my opinion, people don't love that he doesn't throw the ball 55 yards deep in the air every single time. That's fine. That's not his game. But when you are that good with the accuracy, you threw for that many passing yards, you threw for that many passing touchdowns, I just don't know what else Shador can actually show you on the field.
Yeah, exactly. On the field, he's the best quarterback I've ever covered, which isn't saying much because Colorado has not had a quarterback drafted since like 97. So it's been a while. But I mean, he's just fantastic. I mean, he makes every throw. He can make every play. He's not the most mobile guy out there, but at the same time, he can burn you with his feet if he decides to run. So I think he's a little more mobile than people give him credit for. And so I think he can make any play. And to me, his best quality as a quarterback is that he is a gamer and he gives you a shot every single game.
Brian Howell there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. 2 years ago, when Shador and Dion first got to Boulder, at first it started as former Kent State OC Sean Lewis. That ended within the season. And then this year, Pat Shurmur was the OC. What were the differences in terms of, like, the style of play and the situation Shador was put in? What were kind of the differences from year one in Colorado to year two?
Well, I think Pat Shurmur was better at working with Shador and tweaking what he wanted to do to allow Shador's input. And I don't know if Sean Lewis did that at all. He had his system. But I do know for a fact that Shador and Pat Shurmur worked very well together. Pat took his input all the time and took Travis Hunter's input a lot as well. And so I think the two of them worked really well together. I think that's the way Shador is going to work best, is if he gets along with his OC and the two of them are on the same page, I think it's going to work well for him.
If I'm trying to convince somebody that Shador is as good as you believe he is, as I believe he is there a game, is there a stretch of football that you would point to and say that's where you think he was at his best, at his apex?
Well, I mean, the TCU game, the very first game of Colorado, was absolutely phenomenal. The opener against North Dakota State was phenomenal. There's so many games I could run down, but I think the two of the games that stand out to me were maybe not his best overall game, but Colorado State in 2023, when they absolutely had to have a 98-yard drive at the end of overtime, and he does it. And then the Baylor game this year, where he put two Hail Marys on the money, back-to-back throws. The first one was dropped. The second one is in the end zone, both in the rain. That game, you go to overtime, and they win both of those games. So I think he just has a knack for making the play when it needs to be made.
Brian Howell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So moving to Travis Hunter, which position do you think Travis Hunter was better at in college, wide receiver or cornerback?
I'm going to give the answer he gives, and that's both. He was fantastic. I mean, it's hard to pick one because he was really good at both. I mean, and that's the obvious answer, I think. But he's the best corner and the best receiver I've seen at Colorado. And they've actually had good corners and receivers, but he's the best. I think going forward, if I'm an NFL team, I would probably start him at corner and play him some spot receiver. But I think he could play either one.
Which one would surprise you the most if they just weren't successful at the next level?
Travis. I think because Travis is so unique and so gifted, I'd be really stunned if he wasn't successful. I think the only thing that would hold Travis back from being successful is health. He's struggled, I wouldn't say struggled, but he's had some injuries in college. So I think that's the only thing that holds him back. Otherwise, I'd be stunned if he wasn't a star.
Brian, to circle back to Shador. Shador was talking at the pro day yesterday, and he talked that, you know, part of the reasons, part of the thing that he thinks he can bring to a team is the fact that he's been more than just a quarterback in Colorado, right? He's been part of the decision making and having some kind of say in some of the things they do. You mentioned Pat Shurmur giving him more of a say in terms of what he likes to do. Do you think Shador will want that say, whether it's in how the offense goes or personnel matters, walking into the NFL, or do you think maybe there's some awareness that the NFL is a little different?
He's smart enough, I think, that there's some awareness of that, and that he's probably got to earn some say in the personnel decisions. I think he'll want some say in the offense if he's the starting quarterback, which I think any quarterback should, in my opinion, but I think he's probably aware enough that he's not going to be in position to say, you need to draft this guy or sign this guy, you know, before he ever plays a snap. I think that's something that might come in time for him.
All right, we'll make this the two-parter then, so we'll do it for Travis, and then we'll also do it for Shador as well. When you hear the national media speak about the both of them, what is one thing that they either just get really, really wrong or they just haven't discovered for themselves about these two players?
Well, for Shadur, I think the main thing people need to discover is that he's a much better person and teammate and leader than what he's often portrayed. I think there's some negativity going around about him as far as that goes, but he's a phenomenal teammate. Everyone that's played with him has raved about him. From the media perspective, we all liked him. He was a good guy to be around. And so I think that's the biggest misnomer about him is I honestly think if the Browns or whoever get him, I think the city's going to love him. I think the team's going to love him. The media will love him. And Travis, it's, you know, sort of the same thing in that, you know, he's a quiet guy. And so nobody's really gotten a chance to know him quite a bit. But he's a really good human being and a really smart guy. I don't think his intelligence on the field and off the field is as known as it should be about Travis Hunter.
Brian, Deion has said he wants to transform the spring practices and the spring game. Do you think that is close to happening, or do you think this might be a multi-year project?
I think it might be a multi-year project. I mean, certainly NCAA rules have to change for that to happen, but, I mean, just about every other NCAA rule has changed in the last couple of years, so why not this one? I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when someone like Deion Sanders brings it up, if momentum can gain with that idea, I could definitely see it happening in 2026.
What was the reaction around Colorado to the comments that Deion had made? Obviously, you have another prized quarterback recruit there, and Deion was kind of hinting at the idea that there shouldn't be that much of a drop-off or a difference between the new quarterback and what Shadur was able to do in obviously an exceptional year.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually said he thinks the team's going to be better this year, which I don't know about that yet, but to me, that's the confidence that Deion Sanders is always going to have. And I think it doesn't surprise me because he is absolutely the most confident man I've ever been around in my life. Wish he were maybe being number two.
Brian, do you think Deion will stay in Boulder long term? There have been quite a few rumors that he might be interested in the NFL or another big college job.
I do not. I think he's probably here. I wouldn't be surprised if this is his last year coming up. But I also am not convinced he's going to coach after Colorado. I'm doing two more years here at Colorado, and then moving on back to TV and having a schedule where he can go watch his son play.
Was the offensive line and the running game? I always talk about how bad it was, but locally, did you guys discuss it that way, or was it just kind of one of those things? It's just what you had to deal with the way that Deion put together the program and the realities of trying to turn the program around as quick as he did.
No, it was pretty widely discussed. It was pretty bad. I mean, the offensive line was really atrocious in 2023 and not a lot better this last year. Jordan Seaton's going to be a star, but he was a freshman this last year, their left tackle. But just it wasn't a great offensive line. And you know, with that, there was really not a lot of commitment to the run game because of that. And, you know, there was a ton of trust in Shadur's arm, and they would much rather – throw a short pass to those talented receivers they have and hand it to a running back and get a yard. So it's certainly something that's been discussed, and I think that there's a lot of discussion right now that it'll be much better this year.
Brian Howell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Buffalo's beat writer for Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera. All right, so we've gotten Shadur. We've gotten Travis Hunter. What are some other names we should know from this Colorado Buffaloes team as we head into the NFL draft in about 1 month's time?
Yeah, to me, B.J. Green, the defensive end, he came over from Arizona State this last year. I think he's going to be a really productive NFL player. LaJonte Wester, I think, could be a star, slot type of receiver. Will Shepard is a guy that's, quiet going into the NFL draft, but he had a pretty good Big 12 pro day. I think he's going to be a nice target and a nice gift for somebody at receiver. And, Cam Thielen Craig is another one that kind of an undersized safety, but everywhere he's gone, he's exceeded expectations and just been a playmaker. I think he's going to be a steal for somebody.
Brian, great.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stuff with you, bud. Really appreciate you. Enjoy the constant content machine that is Deion Sanders as long as that tap runs.
I'm milking everything I can out of it.
Good man there. We appreciate you, Brian. Thank you so much. Brian Howell there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about Shador Sanders. Seems like he was in the Shador camp, a little bit opposite of what we got with John Ledyard. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I really hope that whoever the next quarterback doesn't come with the complications of Deshaun Watson. I really hope they don't come with the downside of Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, diva-esque personality.
Yeah.
And in reality, if you embrace the community, that goes far here. Can you play is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that he has such an impact in the locker room, and it is nice to hear all these nice things about him, but ultimately it matters whether or not you believe he can throw the football or not. I'll say this. I think it would have been surprising if we had on a Colorado guy and he said anything but what he said.
Yeah, I didn't want to get blacklisted by Dion.
I mean, that's an easy way to do it, is it not?
Yeah.
But we, I think it's interesting that he referenced how great he was with the local media there, because that is one thing that Deion, not necessarily Shador, but Deion has taken a lot of criticisms on over the years.
I just continue to come back to the idea, specific to Shador, anything, I don't know that there's a more distracting player, and because I don't want to put it on him, but every conversation around Shador kind of gives me fits and starts, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't take him, you're going to be upset, or he's got too much of a personality, or no, they need that kind of personality. I continue to come back to my biggest concerns with Deion. Like, I actually think I think his personality would be really good in Berea, because Kevin Stefanski does not strike me and has shown, I think, consistently he can't be your follow you into the trenches guy.
Yeah.
So I like that about Shador. I also feel like everything else around him has turned into a giant sideshow, and it's not his fault. It's just how he's been covered.
Yeah, I like that you said it's not his fault, because I feel that way as well. I don't feel like it's anything he necessarily has done. Like, listen to that NFL Network interview yesterday. It's not as if, and I've seen this with Shador a lot, it's not as if he's like so gregarious and he's so loud and he's so, like his dad is. His dad is that way. He's really not that way, though. He has a lot of branding, yes, for sure, as he should. Travis Hunter has a lot of branding as well.
Well, but even in this, like, people are also going to see the music stuff. They're going to see it really is. It's just there are so many narratives that when I hear people use them on air, I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about, like, hosts. I'm like, how do you know that that's, like, a circumstantial thing? Or how do you, like, that just seems like it's immaterial. Like, do you think he can throw? Do you think he can be a franchise quarterback? Because the one thing I will say is there's been convenient branding with Shador that is, I think he can be a starter. That's not really the conversation we're having here, right? Like, Russ Wilson can be a starter.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers can be a starter.
Sure.
Carson Wentz probably can be a starter. It's just wild to watch all the different conversations of Shador black out what I think is the most important, which is, will he be a top-flight quarterback in the NFL or not?
And within all that, you've noticed how Cam Ward has just kind of stayed quiet and out of the noise and out of the distraction, yeah. And all it's done is just boost up his stock. I wonder if Deion and Shador's camp are having a recognizable moment about that.
I don't think so. No. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I mean this about Deion, not about Shador.
Okay.
It's like Draymond. I really think Draymond Green, when he's talking about any other basketball team, any other player in the NBA, is one of the brightest, most engaging minds in the world. But when he talks about himself, he just sounds deluded.
Might just know one speed is all.
Yeah, and I think Deion's the same way. Like, if you said, hey, here's a problem in football, or here's a problem in college football, how do we fix it? I think Deion could fix almost any problem in college football. But when it comes to, hey, you might not be great with the media, or you're only great with certain, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this, or hey, maybe tone it down, it might be hurting you in NFL circles. I don't think Deion's built to hear that.
Yeah, I am curious about what Deion's role would be with Shador here. You know, obviously he's his dad. He's gonna be around. I'm not suggesting he's not, but also he's trying to win big games at Colorado. He's got one of the top quarterback prospects in the entire country. The season's going on at the same time as the Browns season.
I do agree with what Brian said, though. I think Deion might be there for another 2 years. Two years, I think, if he wins at a 9-win clip for the next 2 years.
Forio suggested that was the big problem with Deion to begin with anyway, and Shador in this conversation, is that if you give Shador the keys to the kingdom, then Deion, you're basically writing your own pink slip.
Yeah, I mean, well, and I think from, listen, Jimmy Haslam strikes me as a suggestible fellow. I'm not trying to be personal. If you get in a spot where in a year, you got to fire Kevin Stefanski, it absolutely would not strike me as absurd if Jimmy was like, I'm going to talk to that Deion guy because he understands how to coach his son. Like, the narratives there do write themselves. All of them would piss me off. But I can already see several people, I'm not saying you, but
no.
People within the Cleveland media taking hold of that as if it's some justification.
That's not the combo I want.
Yeah.
I don't want Deion and Shador. I want Shador and a head coach that knows what he's doing.
Which I think is it's the best way to ensure that he gets what he wants. But we asked Brian about Shador saying, you know, he kind of had a say in personnel matters and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's going to be day one. That kid is, every program that he's been kind of the center point leadership-wise,
right.
And I do think that'll become a focal point here. That is going to be something. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's not 3 years. With an ownership group or with a leadership that seems to have a power vacuum in Berea, and you just have people who are maybe good dudes but maybe not great leaders, whether it's year one, year three, year seven, at some point I do think that's going to be a conversation point with Shador.
I mean, we'll definitely remember it if the Browns do end up drafting Shador. It's not like Baker never really ended up getting that control. Deshaun, even after the contract, never really got that control. And so it'll be interesting to see when Shador is told no, how he responds.
That's interesting. I do think Baker had control when Freddie was here.
I think so. Baker and Dorsey loved each other, so they were always on the same same page. I guess I would ask you, in what ways did Baker have control when Freddie was here?
I think he had much more of a say in the offense.
But Shador yesterday, and I can agree with that, but Shador was talking more about personnel decisions.
Yeah, I guarantee you. I think Baker and John had a better relationship, that I guarantee you there were conversations there. I really
When Dorsey traded for Odell, do you think Baker was consulted in that?
I think he had to have been, right?
I don't
know. How do you feel about this?
I don't know that there's ever been reporting on whether or not Baker was consulted on that. I know there was a time where Baker was very adamant that he was staying away from all the decisions, but he always framed it as a Baker decision.
Because I felt like when Stefanski came in, it became some sort of push and pull about power.
It definitely did.
And I think the way that would make most sense, if maybe Baker had more power than Stefanski was comfortable with, seated by the old organization.
He also might have actually just respected John Dorsey in a way that he didn't respect the powers that ultimately ended up being in charge.
You respect a football player, you don't respect a football nerd.
Well, I mean, John Dorsey, you know, drafted Patrick Mahomes, drafted Travis Kelce, drafted Kareem Hunt,
was part of the team that drafted and developed traded for and developed Brett Favre.
I mean, he's been around football for a million years. There just might have been built-in respect there that maybe Stefanski and Barry didn't have.
I do miss that sweater-wearing bastard.
It's not popular. Maybe it is. I have no idea. I would give John Dorsey the job back in a second. I love John Dorsey.
Yeah, I think people take a look at his two drafts and go, Well, yeah, Chubb, yeah, Baker, yeah, Denzel. But look at that 2019 draft. Guys, it's two drafts.
John Dorsey.
Look at what he did in Kansas City. Honestly, what he's influenced in Detroit.
Yeah.
A little bit of news here. If you guys are on 480, or rather, if you're about to use 480, I mean, I'm getting texts left and right. Our friend Allie Tanner saying that that basically her wife's been stuck in traffic on the 480 wreck since 3:30.
Oh, geez.
So if you can get where you need to go today without going on 480, I'll have to remember which spot of 480 it is, but please make sure to check your GPS. Make sure to check. It is standstill, and it's going to be, I think it's shut down indefinitely.
Okay.
So be careful out there.
It's a good reminder, too, because sometimes I get in my car and I don't put the location where I'm going always in.
Yep.
And then you do run into like an accident or something like that, and then it was like, this was so preventable. I just had to remember to do it. More times than not, I do remember. I'll remember tonight.
I really need tonight to not be the day where it backs up.
You can't be stuck in traffic right now.
I can't.
You cannot.
I'm just going to get a hotel and go to sleep. I feel like absolute garbage. This was my flu game today.
Yeah.
I showed up for the team, unlike Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps, who take every Friday off now.
Yeah.
I took the previous two Fridays off. But I'll tell you right now, please, no traffic on 77, Lord. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.